All right. You're listening to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. We're a global ministry. We are located, our home base is Clearwater, Florida, but we reach out in a lot of other areas and states, and we have people that used to live here that have gone to other states for work, etc. So we have an outreach in a lot of different places. And this radio show is in its eighth year. And you too, do you know what's coming up on the Sunday before Thanksgiving of this year, which is 2014. Do you know what's coming up, Nathan?
Our 400th show.
Woo! That's a bell ringer, Nan. It's our 400th show. And that, and Nathan, you were in sitting right. I was sitting in that chair where you are now.
Yes.
In April of 2007, when we began our radio. And that first one we recorded and went back and listened to ourselves instead of doing it live. And it was awful, wasn't it? It was
it was difficult.
It's kind of funny. It's on our website. You can hear the first show.
It was difficult.
It was only an hour. We started with just an hour show. And then eventually we went to an hour and a half, 90 minutes for a long time. And then we went to the 2-hour show. And we just love having this much time to really share the concepts and teach the word of God, don't we?
Yes,
it just
flies by, though. It just flies.
It does.
By.
It does, folks. It does for us. So go to our website and get acquainted with the ministry at Beacon of Hope. www.bohmglobal.com. BOHM, that stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. BOHMglobal.com. And get acquainted with all that's going on. We'll have a special day that day. All of our radio team will be on that show. And it's just going to be fun. That'll be the Sunday right before Thanksgiving. Nan, we were just talking about just the joy of our salvation. And I think that in this day and age where there's so much sadness, so much things going on in people's lives that bring grief, if nothing else, this is the reason to learn to communicate with God so that you can get through your days with less depression, less anxiety, less fear, less worry, all of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you mentioned about the joy. You know, the scripture tells us that the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Right.
You know, and that's how, you know, when we can have his joy in our lives, that helps us to better deal with whatever serious situations we're dealing with.
Absolutely.
Because people are dealing with stuff.
They are.
They've got stuff happening in their lives, you know?
Absolutely. We want to remind you, we talked about it a lot at the top of the show, that our prayer line is for anyone to use. You do not have to be a member of Beacon of Hope to use the prayer line. We get requests from strangers that we don't know you. That's great. Use it and send a prayer request to prayers@bohmglobal.com. prayers@bohmglobal.com. This next song, this is a good one by the group Sanctus Real. I'll show you how to live.
The sound of your first breath, a brand new life on your mother's chest, a beating heart, expectant eyes on the first day of your life. I saw you take your first step, and I watched you run. Your dreams and find true love, and the best is yet to come. So come with me, I'll show you life even better than this. Come with me, I'll show you love you didn't know could exist. Better than your first crush, better than your first kiss. Oh, I'll show you how. Remember how you felt from across the room when you realized someone had eyes for you, and the way your heart sank 'cause you believed you were worth something. So come with me, I'll show you life even better than this. Come with me, I'll show you love. come with me, I'll show you life even better than this. Come with me, I'll show you love you didn't know could exist. Better than your first crush, better than your first kiss. Oh, I'll show you how to live.
I like that. Come with me. I'll show you how to live better than your first love, better than your first kiss. I'll teach you how to live. Wow. Nan, you got something there, don't you? Yeah. Poem again. Poem, as you say it.
A poem?
P-O-Y-M. Poem.
How can you really know how to live if you aren't listening to and obeying me? It is I who can show you all things, for I see the future that you cannot see.
Right.
I deeply desire to commune with you. The decision is now yours. What will it be? I want so much to spend time with you. I will lead you in how to things be free.
Wow. That is so good. And that just so leads us to verse 5 of 1 John chapter 1. This, in essence, is the message we heard from Christ and are passing on to you. God is light. Out there in Radio Land, say it with me. God is light, mm-hmm. Pure light. There's not a trace of darkness in him. Dear one, I think we're on point 8 now. God will not lead you astray. God, there is no darkness in him. He will not lead you down the wrong path. If we claim, I'm in verse 6. Nathan, you want to read it? I think my voice is shot from the nursing home today, don't you think?
It's sounding a little crackly.
I believe it is a little bit. Why don't you read 6 through 7 there?
If we claim that we experience a shared life with him and continue to stumble around in the dark, we're obviously lying through our teeth. We're not living what we claim. But if we walk in the light, God himself being the light, we also experience a shared life with one another as the sacrificed blood of Jesus, God's Son, purges us all of our sin.
Don't you love that? Mm-hmm. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have that communion with each other. And I want to throw this out to both of you because, especially with our new counseling show, so many people struggle in life getting along with others. So many people are bitter, they're resentful, they're anxious, full of worry, full of pride, and they have such a hard time getting along with each other. You see it in church. I've heard for years, being a pastor for all these years, I have heard people say, I don't want to go to church because they're such hypocrites. They all, and I just saw a billboard I mentioned a couple weeks ago down on Seminole Boulevard, and it says no perfect people allowed in this new church. All right, I get that, but so often, we don't behave very well, man. We just don't, we treat each other rudely. Sometimes we don't speak to each other. We want to deliver a message to somebody that you're mad at them, so you just go silent. Or we talked about this last Thursday night on Go Yard on our Thursday night 6 o'clock show about how people control each other. And this is one way they do. They go silent. They quit communicating instead of saying, this hurt me, and letting the other person be able to respond. They just quit talking. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Nan.
I've seen that happen in churches, as all both of you have too. It doesn't bring any glory to God.
No.
I mean, we're all here to love each other and care for each other. But
right.
Our mission, we have a mission here. Our mission is to share what we have with others.
Yes.
Our mission is to lead people to Jesus Christ.
Right.
And we're caught up in such petty crap A going on,
right.
Saying as the French would say.
Yes.
It is counterproductive to what our mission here is supposed to be. And we have a mission. Everyone has a mission. Now, some people might say, well, I'm not a pastor, or I'm not the keyboardist and the song leader like Nathan that does such a wonderful job. I'm not that, or I'm not this. But you're a child of God. You
right.
have a mission. You are a servant.
Right.
And we have a job to do. And when we get caught up with all that other stuff, it interferes with what is supposed to be happening in the church.
It certainly does. And when we are walking in the light, which is his direction in our lives, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. So often at nursing home, we didn't do it today, but we sing this little light of mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to let it shine, because that's who we're supposed to be. And this is talking about, so often we are walking around in darkness because we are immersed in the pain of our past and how this person and that person and that person has hurt us. Here's the next point. If you're going to learn to hear correctly from God, you must let go of all unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, because those things are poison. They are toxic to yourself emotionally and spiritually, and they will cause you to hear a voice that is not God. If you have unresolved conflict with people and you don't learn how to forgive and let go and give it to God, you can think God is telling you to go do some nasty thing to that person. You know, oh, I heard God say to get even with them. No. Nathan, talk to me about this.
God never says get even.
Right.
He says let go.
Right. He does.
He says forgive.
Right. Yeah.
And he doesn't say wait until they come to you and ask for forgiveness either.
Right.
He just tells us to forgive.
He does.
And many times we feel like, well, that person owes me an
apology. Oh, yes. They owe me.
God says when you forgive, they don't owe you anymore.
That's right. It's canceling the debt.
That
does not mean that you agree with what they did.
Doesn't mean you agree
with
what they did.
You don't have to agree.
No, but you do. You just know that they can't make it right.
They can't make it right.
They can't do anything to absolve the situation.
We have taught this concept of Beacon of Hope for years, haven't we, Nathan?
Yes,
I mean,
we have.
Over and over and over again, but yet I feel like it's one of the biggest reasons people don't hear clearly from God, because their channel is blocked up
with unforgiveness.
Have you ever had, I had this recently happen. I had to run to the whatever Publix and get a big bottle of liquid plumber because my shower, the shower drain got clogged up, and I don't even have that much air, but still, I don't know how that happened. But anyway, once I poured the liquid plumber in there, let it sit 15, 20 minutes, whatever, then it's fine. It's been fine now for weeks but I had to unclog that. It didn't unclog on its own, man. It doesn't do it on its own, does it? When we are clogged up with unforgiveness and pride and anxiety and worry and all of that crappy. I like what you said there.
You like that? Well, I'm reminded of myself personally, with having went through the divorce that I went through and all the stuff that happened with that and everything. And I remember I reached a point one time that I was actually able to forgive my ex-husband.
Right.
I thought this was like pretty cool. I can forgive my ex-husband. This is so cool. So I'm like, now what do I do?
Yeah. Right.
And I felt the Lord said, actually, God directed me to ask my ex-husband for forgiveness.
Whoa, that's huge.
Now, he had done really the majority of what all had happened, but I played into that a little bit some too.
Well, yeah.
So I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm not perfect. And I can remember he dropped off our son one day, and I looked at him. I went out to the van, which I don't normally would do that, and I looked at him and I said, I wouldn't like to ask you to forgive me for any of the wrong that I did in our marriage.
Whoa.
He looked at me and goes, you don't mean that, and drove off. And it was like the Lord let me know immediately, it's okay. You did what I directed you to do. How the person receives it, you don't need to worry about
that. That's not your responsibility.
I was responsible for that. But and being able to forgive him, that was a big deal. And like I think I have mentioned is I actually wound up going to my ex-mother-in-law passed away, and the whole big story, I wound up going.
Yeah.
And unfortunately be at a funeral, but it was an okay experience, that
peaceful.
He and I was fine.
Right.
He and
but
I was
it's
fine.
Forgiveness that unclogs the stuff.
Exactly.
And are we on point 8 or 9, something like
we're
that?
We're going on 10 now,
Are
ma'am.
We really?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Well, maybe it's the same point we just made, but all of the unforgiveness and the bitterness, because unforgiveness, in my second book, living large and loving it. I talked about the house of pain versus the house of love. And in the house of pain, unforgiveness blossoms. It grows into bitterness. It grows into resentments and bitterness. And then it just absolutely messes up you hearing from God. Nathan, talk to me about this because this is so huge.
Well, honestly, it's easy for people to become bitter in situations.
Right. It is.
They come in across their life. If someone hurts you or someone just, you know, does you wrong.
Yeah.
It's easy for you to get into the feeling of unforgiveness.
Right.
And the longer you stay there, the more it grows into bitterness.
It does.
And bitterness is very divisive.
It is.
It's very divisive. It divides you from the person.
Yes.
Are the people that you're bitter against, and it divides you from God.
Ooh, we got to learn to rest.
Got to learn to let it go and rest.
And Matthew 11:28, Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." So the next point is this. And by the way, folks, we don't have this written down anywhere.
No.
We don't have a scripted show. Mm. We don't know where we're going. We know the topic. We know where we're going. We're going, yeah.
We're led by the Lord.
We're led by the Lord is what I'm trying to say. And, you know, I love Matthew 11:28 because Jesus said, you know, take my yoke upon you, learn of me. Mm-hmm. In other words, learn the way I do things, okay? In fact, Nathan, I want you to look that up in the Message Bible. Matthew 11:28-29. We'll read it after this next song. But Jesus said, "I am gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls." Leads right into, as it always does around here on these songs, amazingly, the song Rest by Matthew West. I'm sorry. It is Matthew West.
Rest by Matthew West. Mm-hmm.
I am calling, are you listening? I am waiting for my child, but you keep running, always chasing. Stop your striving for a while and just rest. To me, all who are weary and find
Praise God. He'll give us rest. Praise God. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. That song was just so right on right then, wasn't it? Nan's got a poem that God just gave her.
Rest in me, precious child. I want to love on you. I am here, precious little one. Through difficult times, you will make it through. Be still, quiet in your mind. Open up your spiritual ears to hear. Yes. I will bring all things together. In the quiet time, I will be there.
Yeah.
Don't stay.
She can't read her own writing.
I can't read my own writing. It went pretty fast. Anyway, rest, wait, listen to me. You will hear so much. I will lead. Through this, you will see.
Ah, beautiful.
And it's just like that song was saying, of what I was hearing from it, because I was busy writing as God was speaking. Sometimes it's hard to rest. You know, I'm one who really likes to be in control. I know y'all didn't know that about me, but I like to be in control.
didn't know that at all.
I like to know what's
surprise.
I like to be on top of things. Like to have itemized lists. Like to know where I'm going. Like to go da 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 da. You know, on and on. But you have to rest.
You gotta rest.
Just rest, and rest doesn't necessarily mean just sleep. That's what I'm, rest means rest. Rest. Wait on the Lord. You know, spend time. I mean, you know, just get quiet before the Lord. And some people may say, well, you know, I have a busy household. I understand that. I had a child. I have a child, you know, children. We get that time in the shower. Use the time in the shower.
Right, driving down the road.
A rest time of your spiritual mind as you listen to God.
Absolutely.
Driving down the road, like you said, can be turn off the radio. Listen to God for that 30 minutes that you're in the car. You know, you drop the kids off at daycare, 15 minutes till when you get to your office. Use that 15 minutes wisely.
Absolutely.
He will speak. He will speak like you. This whole program is about, this whole series is about. He will speak to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
They need to be receptive to hear. Mm-hmm. And they need to learn how to be receptive, which is why you're doing this series.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Let's go back to verse 8 of 1 John chapter 1. It goes along with what you're saying, Nan. If we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves. A claim like that is errant nonsense. Go ahead, Nathan, with that. Finish the chapter.
Okay.
Verse 8. I'm sorry. 1 John 1.
Oh, God, go back there.
Yeah. Oh, I wanted you to read Matthew, right?
Matthew.
Go back to that. Yes. Go ahead. You go back to Matthew 11, where you were, 28, 29. Okay. Yes, I forgot that. Yes.
Okay. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me.
Mm.
Get away with me and you'll recover your life.
Yes.
I'll show you how to take a real rest.
Right.
Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it.
Yeah. Wow. And that's it. And how does Jesus do it? He walked this earth, and we see many times Jesus would get away from the disciples and the crowds, mm-hmm. and he'd go up on a hill and to have time in prayer. He would take Peter, James, and John sometimes and go there, and they would just all be praying, you know. And Jesus needed that time with his Father, and if Jesus needed it,
I need it.
How much more do we need it,
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Okay, so verse 8 of 1 John, chapter 1, Nathan, and finish that chapter right there.
If we claim that we're free of sin, we're only fooling ourselves. A claim like that is errant nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, if we admit our sins, make a clean breast of them, he won't let us down. He'll be true to himself. He'll forgive our sins and purge us of all wrongdoing. If we claim that we've never sinned, we out and out contradict God, make a liar out of him. A claim like that only shows off your ignorance of God.
Whoa, wow. So we've got to admit that we're sinners saved by grace.
Amen.
We've got to admit that we have attitudes sometimes that need correcting,
mm-hmm.
and need to come under the blood of Jesus. So sins, like we talked about earlier,
Amen.
With David. Let's go to chapter 2, verse 1 of 1 John. I write this, dear children, to guide you out of sin. Okay? So it's so important that we be guided out of sinning, mm-hmm. out of bad attitudes, out of bitterness, out of unforgiveness, out of holding a grudge. I've known people who, in fact, I was related to one of these people, who could tell you something that happened 45 years ago, a slight, something that was done wrong against this person. I've known a lot of people like that in my life that had like elephant memories when it came to the stuff that had happened that where they had been wronged, you know? And it, as a result of that, this person is a bitter woman today, 90 years old, very bitter because she can remember all the awful stuff that's happened to her. And we see right here in 1 John chapter 1, actually chapter 2, verse 1, I write this to you, dear children, to guide you out of sin. If anyone does sin, we have a priest friend or an advocate. And that word actually in the Greek is parakletos, which is talking about the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. Mm-hmm. In the presence of the Father, Jesus Christ, righteous Jesus, when he served as a sacrifice for our sins, he solved the sin problem for good, not only ours, but the whole world's. Mm-hmm. And we learn in verse 2 that we have to learn to keep his commandments. In other words, what pleases him. We got to come out of trying to please ourselves all the time in this life. Nan talked to me about that. I think this is a big part of why people don't hear correctly from God. They're all wrapped up in themselves.
You know what I mean? Self-centered. Yeah, they're self-centered. You know, sometimes, and I think I've made this statement before, was on the last show, was on people don't necessarily in truly 100%. Some don't want to really hear from God totally.
Right.
Because they're afraid of what he'll say to them.
Absolutely.
And he may say, you know, you really need to behave this differently in this relationship.
Right.
Or in this situation.
You need to forgive or whatever.
You forgive. You're holding resentment. You're holding, you know, rather that's going to shine a spotlight on me that I've got to work on these issues. Because sometimes it does take work, which is why counseling is available.
Sure.
Which is why you're doing the program on Thursday nights. That is a fantastic form of counseling because I've heard some of it. My schedule has not permitted me to listen to all of them.
Yeah.
But I have heard some of them live when you guys were on
and
there.
And you can go and hear them recorded now.
Exactly. And that's a form of counseling.
Yes.
What's going on. But and so that can help us. That program can help us figure out how to deal with certain issues as you guys deal with them. But you know, I don't want to work on me. Is what a lot of people say. I don't want to work on me.
Oh, I'm glad it's not you saying that.
I'm not saying that.
Oh, okay.
I love to work on me. You know how
all
Jonah
right.
is.
I know how you are, Jonah.
But I mean, and I think that's sometimes why people don't want. They may act like they want to hear from God, but they really don't want to hear from God.
Oh, no.
Because they're concerned about what commitment is going to. Hey, he's God. He loves you. It's simple. He loves you.
Exactly.
You can have his love in your life. You can live a wonderful life because you're doing what he wants you to do. There's no better life than you can have than knowing that you're in the perfect will of God. Than knowing
girl.
That you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. When you do, you listen to him. He leads you. He guides you. You do what you're supposed to do. That is the best life you can have.
That's
period.
A bell ringer.
But he wants the best for you.
There you go.
He wants the best.
He
Sorry,
does want the best.
I turned into preaching there for a minute.
You sure did, Nan. You sure did. Because he does want the best for you. So he's not going to lead you astray, right, Nathan? He's
That's
not
right.
going to lead you down a path you can't accomplish.
That's right. And I mean, and God will never ask you to do something that you are not able to do.
He'll give you the power
Amen.
And the ability.
He'll give you the ability mm-hmm. to do it. That's right.
Look at Moses come to the Red Sea, but there was a way around that,
yep.
a way through it,
through.
You know? You know, I've told you too, and I've told this on the radio a lot lately. I've been living in Psalm 23 now for so many weeks. And it says that he leads me through the valley of the shadow of death,
mm-hmm.
which is translated in the original Hebrew, the shadow, the valley of the shadow of deep distress.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He restores my soul, you know, he leads me through. And I think so often we don't want to be led
through it.
Through it. One of the songs we did earlier today was, I think, All the Way My Savior Leads Me by Chris Tomlin. That's was song number 2. He really does lead us if we will just allow ourselves to listen
mm-hmm.
and turn off the noise in our heads, turn off some technology, and sit down. I'm all for technology. It helps my business quite a bit. And, you know, it's great to have, I get to watch all my football games and my baseball games and everything on my big TV. I'm all for that. But I'll tell you what, there are those times I turn everything off times every day. Turn everything off. Don't have anything on and just sit and listen to God. Mm-hmm. Jesus Calling, that little devotional by Sarah Young. Mm-hmm. I was reading it this morning. It was so appropriate for this right now. And just about listening to God's voice. Talk to me, Nathan, about the importance of this topic.
Well, I don't know how some people live without God. I really don't know.
I agree.
How, because I really don't know.
Right.
I really don't know which way to go sometimes.
Right.
I really don't know what to do sometimes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm.
But God, listening to Him.
Yes.
He'll give you the words to say.
Ooh, yes.
Listening to Him, He'll give you the direction to go. Listening to Him, He'll tell you what to do.
He will tell you. He will tell you.
And He will. He really will. He really, really
and some people
will.
Are saying, do you hear a big loud bang of thunder? What happens?
It's a still, quiet voice.
Well, it's an inner knowing, isn't it?
Yes.
That this is the way I should go, or yes. That's the way I should go, whatever the path, whatever it may be. Nan, talk to us about, because you're sitting there, Nan, which is, I'm going to use you as an example. You're sitting right here in the studio. As these songs are playing, it's inspiring you. You're sitting there and God's giving you poems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I'll tell you, this is how it starts. It did for me many, many years ago, 35 years, 40 years ago. Just take a notebook, which we give out the notebooks mm-hmm. in Beacon, don't mm-hmm. we? We give mm-hmm. them prayer journals. Take your pen and sit down and just say, Lord, if you want to say something to me, I'm going to start writing. And a good way to start is to start, my daughter, I say unto you, or if you're a male, my son, I say unto you. And then just write the next thing you hear, because God wants to speak directly to us, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
And he's not going to lead you astray. Nan, talk to us about that.
Well, he does, and he will. We just need to be willing. You
know, he will talk.
People,
yeah.
I mean, the journal thing is great. I mean, it's really,
it is good.
Find it to be very, just very beneficial. Then you can reflect back on.
Sure.
I ran across the journal, and I'd read some of the stuff in it, and I was like, wow, I'd forgotten about that.
Right.
You know, and it could be a bring back to memories.
Almost like a diary.
It's like a diary. It mm-hmm. is like a diary. You know, a diary from God.
Right.
I mean, how cool is that? A diary
and it's by
God.
Faith. I know. How cool is that?
I mean, that's cool.
You do this by faith. You start writing what he says to you. And it may only be a couple sentences at first, but it will encourage you that you will know. Or if it's not on written form, it's that inner knowing, Nathan, that you were talking about.
Right.
Talk to me about that again.
Well, it's the inner knowing. There's peace.
Yes.
Peace is the umpire.
Right.
When you want to make a decision about what
right.
to say or
peace.
Where to go.
Oh,
the
that's Colossians 3:15.
All understanding.
Yes.
I mean, that's how he'll guide you. That's how he'll lead you.
Right.
It's by giving you his peace in the direction
right.
that you go.
Yes. You know, sometimes when God speaks to you, it's very dramatic and you know that you're supposed to do something specific, but you know, mm-hmm. you have a peace. I love Colossians 3:15 because it says, let peace be your umpire. Mm-hmm. This is in the Amplified Bible. I memorized it many years ago. Let peace be your umpire, settling with all finality all the issues that confront you. Okay? Colossians 3:15 in the Message Bible. What does that say? Can anybody? Or Nan, you can find it in your King. You have your King James, Nan?
I have my King James.
Of course you do.
Of course I have.
All right. You want to read it in your King James?
What I have with me. No. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body.
Amen.
And be ye thankful.
Woo!
So if you have the peace of God reigning in your heart, be thankful that you have the peace of God reigning mm-hmm. in your heart and that you're abiding in one body.
Yes. And when you get a hold of that peace, how does peace feel? Was that an example right there?
Yes. It's
that big sigh. Was that a big sigh?
Relaxed. I mean,
yeah.
Relaxed.
Ooh, yeah.
It's comfortable.
It is.
It's.
Where's worry and anxiety when you have peace? Where are they?
They're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone.
Where's anger and hostility and resentment?
All negative feelings are gone.
And I don't know why anybody would rather live in chaos.
In the negative.
In the negative. I don't know why, but I tell you, the world is a picture of chaos everywhere.
Definitely.
Everywhere. You see it in everything going on around the globe right now. And why would we not want to take to Matthew 11:28-29, Jesus' words, you know, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you'll find rest for your souls.
Yes.
Your souls are your mind, your emotions, your will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why would you not want to rest? Why would you want to go through life troubled? And I'll tell you why. I'm going to just throw out a point. A lot of people would rather do that because drama is their middle name. Nan, speak to me.
Well, talking about drama, I mean, I was talking with my significant other, and we were talking about a particular individual, and the name came up, and it was like, that person's drama.
Drama. Mm-hmm.
Drama. That person's drama. But, you know, you're talking about the yoke. I used to be afraid of that scripture when I was younger.
Really?
I was fearful of that scripture because I was afraid of what was going to be required of me. And then someone taught at some point, and I learned that the yoke won't be any more than what you can carry, than what
right.
you can do,
right.
you know. And the yoke is not scary, but you won't be asked to do anything. Like you've already said, Nathan, anything above what you can't do.
Right.
You know, and maybe in our minds you think that you can't do it, but you're growing and you're learning as you're doing those things.
And you step out
in faith and you do it.
And there you are.
Right.
You're walking on water.
Right. But it is a step out in faith, just like taking your pen and writing in your journal and let God speak to you is a step of faith. Okay? It defies our human knowledge. We go, what do you mean? The God of the universe can write me a letter on my paper? Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sure can. And he wants to. You mean the God of the universe can cause my eyes to fall on a verse when I open my Bible or I'm reading along and I haven't felt like I've heard anything from God and suddenly a verse just comes out and hits you in the head, like right between the eyes. Boing, oing, oing.
Could have had a V8.
Instead, you got a rhema word from God.
Amen.
Nathan, you know when that happens. How's that feel? Does that feel full of anxiety and stress and worry?
No, it's accompanied by peace.
Yes.
But there's also a kind of urgency. This is for me.
This is for me.
This is for my life right now.
Woo,
this is for this situation that I'm going through right now. And I am so thankful that I got a word from God.
It's called a rhema word.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God is in the Greek, there's two different forms. Logos is the word. It just means the entire Bible, the whole written word of God. And then the word rhema, in fact, when the angel says to Mary, maybe it was Mary's words in Luke chapter 1, that no word of God's will be unfulfilled. In other words, every word of God will be.
Let it all be filled.
That word is the rhema. In other words, when God speaks something specific to you, grab it.
Take it.
Realize that is your little nugget.
You can take it to the bank.
Woo! It's your nugget of God speaking directly to you.
Yes.
His rhema word to you is just so amazing. I love it.
I want to say this
go
too.
Ahead.
God's rhema word to you too. When God speaks to us, he speaks to us like we speak to each other.
Yeah, it's
he
not these
say,
and thous.
These and thous and this and, you know, it isn't a religious speak.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's
you don't have to learn religious speak. Right. it's just
speak.
The way we talk.
Right.
Exactly. And so often the theme is going to revolve around how much he loves us, because that's what he's always doing, trying to communicate that we are accepted in the beloved, that he loves us.
Yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
I love Jeremiah 15:16. Then we're going to go to another song. Thy words were found and I did eat them and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Jeremiah 15:16, one of my favorite verses. Thy words were found and I did eat them. You know, take them in.
Mm-hmm.
I ate them. I was like, oh, that verse, that's for me. Thy words are found and I did eat them and they became to me. Takes a time for us to learn.
Mm-hmm.
They became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to play a song by Amy Grant right now, Softly and Tenderly.
Softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me.
Praise God. Praise God. I love that rendition by Amy Grant. Nan, I could see you this time writing a poem.
Oh, you were watching me this time, huh?
Yes, I was.
It's just the two verses, but it's pretty powerful, I feel. I want to talk to you. Will you be still and listen to me? I love you with all of my heart. Cannot from this show, you see. Get out a notebook and pen. Sit in a quiet place and wait. I will speak to you, my child. To hear from me, don't hesitate.
Woo! I love that. That's God. That's God saying, hey, folks, just make yourself
available.
Nathan, so often we don't. We've got everything else going on in our lives, and we don't make time for God. We really don't. I mean, it's one thing for a busy pastor to sit down and say, oh, I got to get a sermon together. God wants sermons to be birthed out of worship and time spent with him, not something that you just, oh, okay, I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? Not a formula.
No.
Our relationship with God should not be birthed out of feeling obligated to pick up our Bible and read that chapter that is for today. In my little Bible list of what I'm reading, this chapter for today is, and we breeze through it and did what was that?
What did you just read?
Softly and tenderly.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus is calling.
That was a beautiful, beautiful.
Wasn't that beautiful,
version.
Amy Grant?
I have never heard it that way before. It's beautiful.
Yeah. Go ahead, Nan.
You know, Nathan said something earlier about, you know, like when we mess up or we whatever, and we come to God and we ask for it, and the longer that we don't ask his forgiveness for a sin that we've done, the worse that we feel.
Yeah, we do.
You know, I mean, I have it, you know, when that has occurred for me, and I've held out a little bit on asking forgiveness or whatever, you know, and the longer you wait, the more bad you feel. You ask his forgiveness. He loves you. He's there for you. He speaks to you. He says, I love you. I forgive you. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. You've asked my forgiveness. I forgive you. Move
Amen.
Forward.
Yes.
What I'm thinking is that people need not let Satan try to speak to them and say, but look, I mean, who brings condemnation? It's not our Father.
It's not the
it's
Father.
It's Satan. And I think some people listening to the show today or listening to the show at a later time may do that, have done something, ask God to forgive them, and then continue feeling really bad about it. It was human nature to kind of still feel bad about things, but God can help us get past all
Amen.
That because we don't need to live in that.
No.
We don't need That's a bondage.
That's
a
right.
bondage that we live in, and He's there, and He loves us, and He wants to speak to us. And we clog up that
Yes,
that
we do. That's it right
by
there.
By sinning, by not spending time with Him, by forging on doing our own little thing, what we think we should do, and it's not what He wants us to do.
Right.
It's what we want to do. We're clogging up that communication.
We are.
Kind of like static when you're on a cell phone.
Right.
And there's a certain point. If I walk through my kitchen on cell phone, it's going to go static. When I'm on the phone with my aunt, I hit a certain curve by this building. The call drops.
Right.
It's amazing. But the thing is like that static. I mean, how many, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You know, and that's the way it is with God. It gets static. We can't hear Him
right.
because we're not focused on Him and in the right place with Him.
Ooh.
In my house, I need to be in the right place. Mm. Every place is fine except the kitchen.
Mm. Right.
I can be in the right place anywhere else in my home and speak to you and not have static. In that kitchen, it gets static. And that's the way it is with God. We need to be in the right place with Him. Then
Amen.
We can hear from Him. We
Amen.
Can't go about with our little pride, our little attitudes, our little resentments, our little forgiveness, and think that we're going to be able to hear all this wonderful stuff from Him.
We're
not.
We got
to clear that clogged pipe out. Pour down the Drano, like you
Woo!
Talked about the Drano.
Yeah,
pour
that's
down
right.
the Drano down
right
that
clog. She is preaching, Nathan. Listen to her. That is exactly right. And you do that, the Drano or Mr. Liquid Plumber is done by you confessing sin.
Amen.
1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, He's faithful
and
just
to forgive us.
To forgive us our sins and to cleanse us
from all unrighteousness.
Oh, Nathan, talk to us about that. Nan, you're a preacher today, girl.
If we are willing to confess.
If we're willing to confess.
If we're willing to confess, and we do confess our sins to
right.
Him.
But so often people don't want to. Go ahead.
He is willing
and
He is faithful, which means He promises to forgive us.
He promises.
He promises. He'll forgive us and He'll cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Anything that He'll cleanse out, anything that's between us and Him.
Amen.
You know, He'll clear the pipe.
He'll clear the pipe.
He'll clear the pipe.
1 John 1:9, I'm going to say it again. It's right here in this passage we've been studying today. And it's also known as the Christian's bar soap.
Mm-hmm.
If we confess our sins. There it starts. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. But it starts with if we confess.
And that little word, if,
yes,
has a lot of meaning.
Because, Nathan, it's been my experience and yours, because we both have a little bit of gray hair now in the ministry all these years, that this is the cause and root of problems in relationships. It's the cause and root of problems in churches, families, marriages, when people do not forgive, when they keep that pipe all tied up with bitterness, anxiety, all of the stuff. Nan, talk to us about that. Whoa, I can't believe the time that we're getting. We're winding down here.
My favorite aunt, who's 89 years old, I call her almost every day. She will bring up about one of my brother, her brother's wife, what all she did, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, I've heard these stories so many times. She da-da-da-da-da. But yet she'll say, but you know, I say, the yay be yay and the nay be nay. That's what I say. Yeah, the yay be yay and the nay be nay. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, that means you're leaving it alone. But
right.
She's not leaving it alone. She keeps it up. And I think there's a lot of people in churches who pride themselves
Well,
I say, let the yay be yay and the nay be nay. And they've been in church for 45 years and they still don't forgive some. They hold unforgiveness. They don't have forgiveness
you
of a situation
it, girl.
That happened 40 years ago.
Right.
They need to let it go. I feel I'm speaking to someone now. They need to let it go, Pastor. They need to let it go. There's people right now holding something.
Right.
Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
They've
Woo,
got to let it go.
Girl.
I feel strongly they've got to let it go. They're not going to be able to move forward in what they want to do for God because they're not hearing from God.
That's
because
exactly
they're not
right.
letting their unforgiveness and their resentment go. They've got to let it go.
Amen. Hit the bell, please. That was a wonderful sermon you just preached.
I'm telling you.
And you know what? It's all about release in this new day, this new season, Brother Nathan. And all the changes that we've been making at Beacon to reach more people. It's about releasing the past the way it used to be.
Yes.
You and I and Nan, we've been going to church on Sunday morning and Wednesday night all our lives.
All
now
our
we're
lives.
Coming on Friday night and we're adding another radio show on Thursday night. We are doing things totally different because God said to do it. And guys, sometimes you need to forgive people for the things that you think they're doing that are causing you discomfort.
Well, they're not doing it the way you think they should do
there it. There you go.
You should forgive them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just forgive them and hear from God.
The new season is all about let go. The new season is release.
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 What a word.
Let go and let God.
That's right.
You know, it's all about letting go. To some of our listeners who are not hearing from God and they think that they can't, ask the Holy Spirit to show you in your heart if there's somebody you need to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an incident you need to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a situation that needs to come under the blood of Jesus.
If there's a worry or something that's making you feel anxious.
Yes.
Or if you just feel like you're just too tired to hear from God.
It'll clog that line between turn off your TV, take time with God alone. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about that, Nathan, the importance of that.
Well, I know that my spending time alone with God is very important to me.
Yes.
And, It's just precious time.
Yeah.
And also, I know that my spending time alone with God and speaking to God, I have to do it in faith.
Right.
Believing that he hears me.
Yes.
And that he's a reward of me because I diligently seek him.
Amen.
I have to hold on to that and know that that's true. Even though I'm maybe in the natural, I don't see results.
Right. Right.
Right now.
Right.
But in faith, by faith.
Yes.
I see the thing already completed. I see whatever requests I make of him already done.
Amen.
It's here. It's in my hand. Thank you, Father.
And we need to ask God to talk to us.
We
instead of just assuming that he doesn't want to,
mm-hmm.
we need Nan talk to us, and then Nathan, I'll come back to you for a final word here in just a couple minutes.
Okay.
I feel there's people who need to forgive themselves. Mm. That's who they need to forgive is themselves.
Wow, that's huge.
They may not be holding anything against anyone else, but they cannot forgive themselves for whatever they've done.
Okay.
And just as they can forgive others, they need to choose to forgive themselves. And that would unclog what is the pipeline between them and God.
Amen.
You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, look at David. I mean, he did such, I mean, he's an adulterer. He was a murderer. He did all this stuff. But yet the word of God says that David had a heart after God's own heart.
Yes, he did.
And that's an example to us.
You know,
David had to ask God's forgiveness. And
right.
David had to forgive himself.
Right.
But he did move forward after the sin that he committed. He did move forward. And people need to be able to do that for themselves also.
Amen. Amen. Woo. Brother Nathan.
I'm just sitting here just absorbing things that Nan is sharing with us.
It's she just got anointing all over her day. Well, you do too. We all do. It's a good show.
In this room with us because you'd probably be passed out.
Really?
Isn't
that great?
It's just so great. It is just so great. God is so
powerful.
God is
praise God.
Good. And we need to know that God is good. And I think people sitting out there that wonder, you know, that wonder about need to know that God is good.
Amen.
And he cares about you and he wants to talk to you. He wants to speak to you. So open the way, you know, put yourself in the right position,
right.
In the right place, and be still and listen.
And listen. Wow, what a great show. You two are amazing. I love being in ministry with you on the ministry team at Beacon of Hope. And what a joy to be able to share God and our relationship with God with our listeners. And it's just a joy. And so we welcome our audience, anybody out there to join us on our Friday night gathering, 6:30 on Friday night at the Ramada Inn.
Almerton,
3580 Almerton. Come and join us and bring your Bible and a notebook. You'll be so happy you did. And engage in worship with us and then get into the Word, interactive Bible study, and then prayer for your needs.
Mm-hmm.
Join us this Thursday night on our brand new show, 6 p.m. It actually starts at 6:06. It's called Go Yard, Hit a Home Run. Mm-hmm. And it's a counseling show. And we tell your friends about Go Yard and about this show, Living the Good Life. And join us. And then if you have a prayer request, prayers at BOHMglobal.com. We want you to be a part of what God is doing. Oh, you got 15 seconds, Nan, and 15 seconds, Nathan.
I just encourage people to forgive themselves. I feel strongly about that. Forgive themselves. They can move forward. God wants to use them mightily. And even through the things they have not forgiven themselves of, they can forgive themselves, and God will be able to use that as stepping stones to the further direction of their ministry.
Amen. All right.
And also people may be sitting out there angry with God. They need to forgive God.
Forgive mm-hmm. God. That's great.
Forgive mm-hmm.
That's
God. Good.
Forgiveness does not mean you agree with what happened. Don't, it just means you let it go.
But you let it go. And he doesn't owe you anymore. Just forgive him and let him, and then listen to him.
Amen.
Let him lead and direct you and guide you in your life. And it'll be the best thing you ever did.
Right. Amen. This show will be up on the radio station website and also on ours in a few days. You can go back and listen. God bless you. Have a great week. Did you know it's not far to Jesus? Mm. It's not far to Jesus. Mm. Join us next week on this radio station for Living the Good Life at 3 o'clock. God bless you. His loving arms are open wide. Close your eyes and he will lead you safely to his side. There's no need for you. It's not far from me.